Jay Sekulow, terrorist cell groups crossing our southern border.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The question is the administration parsing language when they say that no actual ISIS fighters, meaning guys in black pajamas with black flags and AK-47s, have gotten across the border? What I would say is what you have are people from terrorist countries, state sponsors of terrorism, that have in fact gotten across the border and have been caught in Mexico by the Mexicans, that have gotten caught at our border by Texas trying to cross. And I would categorize those four men that were caught from Turkey, they were self-proclaimed PKK members. That's a terrorist organization.
There were four terrorists, people tied to the PKK, came out of Turkey, flew to Mexico City, came north with coyotes. They successfully got across the border. Once they were across the border, the four split two and two, and they were eventually captured. And thanks to some good work that happened from our Border Patrol folks.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Right now, does it feel as if we're degrading and destroying ISIS?
Yes, Chuck. We are in the early stages of what is going to be, as President Obama has said, a long-term effort. Let's recall what it is we're trying to do. We're trying over time to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL and prevent it from having permanent safe haven from which it can conduct terrorist attacks against us or our partners in the region from the territory of Iraq or Syria.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
So ask yourself this question, folks. Why is it that we're debating whether we should secure our borders when, no matter how you slice it, no matter what spin is put on it, we know that terrorist groups from the Middle East are coming in through Mexico? Known fact. Whether it's ISIS or whether it's the Kurdish People's Party or whether it's Hamas, these are terrorists coming in, and we're debating, should we secure our borders? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As the situation in the Middle East gets more intense, Jordan, the reality is the fact that we have not secured the borders and we're allowing this, and the spin that the State Department puts on it is unbelievable. Let me play the spin first. Secretary Jay Johnson.
And in the absence of facts, the American public is susceptible to claims that we have an open, porous border through which unaccompanied minors and members of terrorist organizations such as ISIL may pass.
Right. And that's exactly what seems to be happening right now, Jordan.
Yeah, that's true. And so we've got groups, other terror groups. I mean, this is how they're trying to spin it as well. It may not have been the Islamic State in these four that they were referring to, or the dozen,
right,
or who's here. And so the idea, again, the border's porous. There are terrorists coming through it. They're now trying to parse it between which terrorist,
right,
groups are they actually affiliated with. And the truth is, what we're concerned about is the greatest threat to the United States right now is the Islamic State. They have a lot of fighters with foreign passports. They're absolutely going to try, and they already have tried to exploit our borders. They've already had fighters going back and forth between the United States. And so this idea, again, that it's somehow false to claim that terrorists will try to do this, it's absurd.
Yep.
It's typical Obama administration. And is it any surprise that it's Susan Rice going out there on national television on a Sunday shows telling everybody about their strategy to stop ISIS?
All right. And David, in 10 seconds here, the fact is that they're trying to parse out, as Jordan said, which terrorist groups. It says, oh, it wasn't ISIS. It was just Hamas, or it was just KPP, as if that's some kind of comforting news.
Right. Oh, it's only.
And we're trusting their self-identification.
Right. Exactly. It's only Kurdish terrorists, only terrorists. And how do we know those are the only ones?
We don't, folks. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Talk to us on air. We've got a petition up. It's real simple. Protect America. Guard our borders. Go to ACLJ.org right now and sign that petition, or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Protect America. Guard our border from these terrorists. Or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, in bookstores everywhere. Again, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255.
ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize. Time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. Hey, our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, in bookstores tomorrow, available on Amazon now. We encourage you to get it. We want to get it on the New York Times bestsellers list. This is the week that really starts the count. So again, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. The book is out tomorrow in bookstores everywhere. So here's what we've got up on the website right now at aclj.org. Protect America, guard our borders. We face a terrorist enemy, we know that, that's sworn to kill Americans. Our borders are wide open. Last week, there have been credible reports that ISIS, or at least other terrorist organizations like ISIS, were crossing our open borders with Mexico. Also report that up to 40 ISIS terrorists were already in the U.S. I don't doubt that for a minute because they've been sending people back and forth. We've got to wake up, face the dangerous enemy, and a nation at war must protect its border. So at the ACLJ, we are rising to the challenge, mobilizing our resources in Washington to tell the president, to tell Congress, it's time to protect our nation. This is what the letter says. Mr. President and members of Congress, we have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our homeland, yet we still keep our borders wide open. It's time to guard America's borders and protect this country from a grave jihadist threat. Take action right now. Right this moment. Right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I'm going to play for you, Secretary Jay Johnson. This is how they're parsing it, folks. When the reports came out that it was ISIS terrorists that were in the United States, found in Mexico, and there's been numerous reports of this, listen how the State Department parses this, number 11.
In September, the public heard a claim that four individuals with suspected ties to terrorism in the Middle East had attempted to cross our southern border. Far fewer know that, in fact, these four individuals were arrested, their supposed link to terrorism was thoroughly investigated and checked, and in the end amounted to a claim by the individuals themselves that they were members of the Kurdish Workers Party, an organization that is actually fighting against ISIL and defended Kurdish territory in Iraq.
Oh, that's really comforting because the Kurdish Workers Party is a known terrorist organization, and if they themselves said they're a member of the terrorist organization, guess what? Take them at their word. What are we going to do? Put them under a lie detector test, David? I mean, this is where the government is. This is nonsense. We are parsing to try to save face. We're saying, well, we don't think they were ISIS. We think they were the Kurdish Workers Party. By the way, how do we know they're not ISIS? How do we know they're the Kurdish Workers Party?
We're trusting they said they're Kurdish Workers Party, so that means they're not ISIS.
They come from the Middle East, yeah. And they claim they're fighting ISIS.
Right.
But they're sneaking into our country.
That part they ignore.
And look, that's just what we know. I mean, that's the thing here. We have a wide open border, and we're fighting over four guys that we caught. What about the 40 guys or the 400 guys that we don't know about right now?
Yeah.
That's what I'm concerned
about.
Yeah,
folks, we need you to sign on to this petition right now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. There's not anybody that's listening to this broadcast that should say, oh, it's okay. It's just terrorists coming over a southern border. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. It is that clear. It is this critical. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on this border. Now, Skip, we've been dealing with this issue of these terrorist groups in the Middle East for a long time. Whether it's the Kurdish Workers Party, which they could be ISIS for all we know. How do we? You're trusting them. They're not carrying a passport that says ISIS. The fact is these groups all have similar goals and agenda. And we're kidding ourselves if the government's best defense here is, oh, they're not as bad as ISIS.
Well, that's exactly right. Let's look for a minute. There are 12 million at least illegal aliens in the United States. Most of those came from Mexico. And now that we've caught perhaps four that were identified themselves as terrorists, we think it's a big success story. 12 million, that's more than the entire population of Switzerland, have come in unlawfully into our country and are living here. And you're exactly right. Because they identified as a terrorist organization, we have to be careful. Turks, which are our NATO allies,
right.
Side with Hamas, which is our enemy, and yet the dynamics there, we never know who's on what side, and they're all against us because we stand as the great Satan. We are the ones who are stopping this Islamic juggernaut from achieving its goals, and therefore we are a target for all of them.
Jordan, you're in Washington. I mean, what is the Congress has got? This is who is buying any of the, you know, some reports are there's 10, then there's 40. Then we know that they have the one guy that went back and forth and checked at the airport and they called his mother. Report
yeah,
that
right.
story.
That's,
let everybody know what happened on that absurd TSA matter.
Sure. Well, that was an American, one of the first suicide bombers who was an American for al-Nusra. And this is back in 2013 when he made his first trip to Syria and then back through the United States. He was stopped at customs, you know, in New York. And so they were wondering if his story checked out. He had just shaven his beard off and they had said, okay, you know, what were you doing? They called his mom. And his mom backed up that he was visiting family in Syria. Now, this is Syria during a time of war. He then went back to Syria and then earlier this year blew himself up. And he was the one that made that very threatening video about if you feel like you're safe in America, you're wrong. That was him. So we've already been facing this at our borders of entry that are much more secure, like the airports where you've got real security. And they even notice that there's an issue there, and yet they don't. They rely on someone's mom to give them a pass.
Well, I think the whole thing is this shows you the complete breakdown of what's happening politically when we're dealing with an unbelievable threat, David.
It's just complete incompetence. The idea that you would let someone come in from a conflict zone like Syria and then just call their mom to see if they're okay to vouch for them and then let them roam free in the United States. You can't even make that up. That's like a Saturday Night Live sketch of security. That's not the real thing. And so we're supposed to trust this administration that they got this, situation under control. It makes no sense at all. A sovereign nation that defends its people controls and protects its own border.
It is really that simple, folks. We want to take action here at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to go ahead and sign on that petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore, available tomorrow in bookstores everywhere. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Robert, Maryland, on line three. Robert, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, hello, Jordan. Hello, Jay. I wanted to ask the question, what does the United States government have to do in order to secure our borders to protect our national security? And you're absolutely right on the things that you're bringing out, that because our open, our borders are so porous that it definitely invites terrorists to come across our border, whether they're from Boko Haram, whether they're from Hamas, whether they're from Al-Qaeda, whether they're from Al-Nusra, or whatever Islamic terrorist group you want to talk about. What does the United States have to do first, most importantly, to secure those borders, to protect our national security, and also a national health issue, because we could have illegal immigrants
with the Ebola
the border
thing,
who could spread any type of disease, Ebola or any other type of disease that we don't know about.
Well, first of all, I think that the solution is what the Israelis have done, which has worked. Now, it's a long border, but we've got the resources to do it, and that is we need to have armaments there, men and women, military down there. I think that's we could do that with National Guard, by the way. There's multiple ways to do that, which gets you something being done. And eventually you want to put up what the Israelis have is a wall, but maybe it's a fence instead of a wall. But neighbors have fences. I mean, that's part of what you do when you live in a neighborhood. While that's being done, though, I would have the security forces in place. We've got to stop this because these guys come in. It's nothing but danger. And, Robert, you bring up you gave the right list of who these terrorist groups are. And the idea is if they came and said, oh, we're Boko Haram, we're not ISIL, when the United States is going to go, oh, thank goodness, it's not ISIS, it's Boko Haram. I mean, this is the absurd nature of how the administration is handling this. But the reality is, David, and this is what Robert brings up a really big point, and that is if we don't stop this parsing out which terrorist groups that are is ridiculous. Well, that's not an answer to the question.
Absolutely. You know, we keep talking about boots on the ground, boots on the ground. How about boots on the ground
right
protecting
here.
Our border? I mean, that's a good use of boots on the ground. But no, for political reasons, we absolutely, or this administration absolutely refuses to do it and spins away every failure that we know about. There is no telling what we don't know. I mean, we've learned just recently with the Secret Service that they had a whole cascade of failures that no one had heard about.
I'll tell you some folks, it is serious. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available tomorrow in bookstores from coast to coast. And I'm going to ask each and every one of you that are listening to go into your local bookstore, go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, and order multiple copies for you, for your friends. Get educated and informed on this, folks. It gives you concrete answers on who these groups are. And what we're fighting, we've got the tie-in between Hamas and ISIS. I'm going to talk about that when we come back from the break. The song, Where I Stand, you're hearing right now. Also, when you get the book, there'll be a link inside the book page on where you can get the song. So you can download the song as well. We're thrilled about that. All of it's available right now, starting tomorrow in bookstores everywhere. You can order Amazon and Barnes & Noble today. If you haven't signed this petition, we just launched it. Protect our country. Guard our borders. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm talking to our audience from coast to coast here. Go to your phones at 877-989-2255 and sign that petition or at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. No excuse on which terrorist groups are being allowed in. ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize, time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat You Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere tomorrow, including Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Target, all over the country. We encourage you to get multiple copies. You can order from Amazon even today. Folks, we also have got a petition up, and we need you to sign this. We've got to get our border secured. Their defense to, we know there's terrorists here. The defense is, we don't think they're ISIS. We think they're the Kurdish People's Party or they're Hamas, as if that's some kind of, you know, thank goodness it's only Boko Haram. And that's how they're acting. So we want you to sign it at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. During the break, I was asking Skip about the situation right now with Baghdad and Turkey and how that's playing. You got ISIS right on the outskirts. What's your sense, Skip, of the significance of ISIS move right now in right at Baghdad?
Well, obviously Baghdad is the big target. That's the capital of Iraq. If they were to take that, that would be a significant victory. And not only would that, I think that would draw hundreds and thousands of more people to their cause. At the same time, remember that that part of Iraq is the primary Shiite part, and the Sunnis, which are the Islamic State and the Shia, do not like each other. They consider each other infidels. And so what happens is I think that they're going to make a strong stand there, and I think they'll get a lot of support from Iran. This is the risk where it looks like is our Air Force that supports Iraq, really the Iranian Air Force for purposes of this, and it gets very confused politically and symbolically as we go through how to defend Baghdad.
David, you think it could be a bloodbath?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about the deadliest terrorist army in the world with offensive momentum crossing into a densely populated country, city, where all of the fighting would be take place in an urban built-up area with thousands of Americans in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Thousands. And so we would either have to face a choice of do we evacuate our people like Saigon 1975, or do we commit the forces to protect the lives of our own people? And that's obviously a decision the Obama administration doesn't want to have to make.
Well, I'll play for you, and then when Jordan's comments, and we'll take some calls. Susan Rice, here's what she said, number four.
The president has been very plain that this is not a campaign that requires or even would benefit from American ground troops in combat again. We are there to help build up the Iraqi capacity to sustain their territory.
Yeah, except, Jordan, right now, she's making these statements, but the generals in the military, our military, are saying that's not the case.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it just seems like, again, when they want to lie and when they want to say things that are inaccurate, send out Susan Rice to put out talking points that we know we can't trust. I mean, I saw that yesterday. I'm just sitting there going, who would believe Susan Rice and a word that comes out of her mouth anymore when she lied about Benghazi? And why on earth is President Obama keeping these people so close to him? It's so he can have his designated liars go out on television and talk, you know, speak the talking points to the administration. They question nothing. They ask no questions, and so they're uninformed people. And so, again, the fact that it's Susan Rice out there, very telling.
Yeah, but they're the ones. She's the one they're sticking out. And then listen to the response from Robert Gates. This is number 22.
The reality is they're not going to be able to be successful against ISIS strictly from the air or strictly depending on the Iraqi forces or the Peshmerga or the Sunni tribes acting on their own. So there will be boots on the ground if there's to be any hope of success in the strategy. And I think that by continuing to repeat that, the president, in effect, traps himself.
Yeah, I think that we've got a very significant disconnect with the president of the United States as commander-in-chief on this. All right, let's take some calls. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have?
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Dell in Arizona on line 2. Dell, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dell.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
I appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Now, I only have a comment. We've been called the sleeping giant. Well, you know what? I don't believe we're a sleeping giant. I think we're wide awake. Our government's wide awake. They know exactly what's going on. They're not asleep, and they're just letting it happen. They are not taking care of America like they should as our leaders.
Well, look, I mean, there is a serious disconnect. I just said this, not only as commander-in-chief, but on the border issue. So I'm going to go around the horn here. By the way, folks, we're here for another 30 minutes. So if you're not getting us on SiriusXM or your local station doesn't carry us for an hour, just go over to ACLJ.org. But let me go around the horn. David first. There is this disconnect, and it does seem like the government doesn't care about what's going on, especially on the borders. Because, again, it's the narrative of the president.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are extraordinarily powerful interests in his own party who want that border to remain as open as it can possibly be. And so he's got that interest talking to him all the time. And so it is going to take an absolutely horrible event to wake up that political constituency that a nation has to guard its own borders. And I'm praying that event doesn't occur. I'm praying that we get lucky with the skeleton crew that we do have on the border.
And Jordan, let me ask you this. What's the will in Washington to do something about this?
Well, I think there is will in Washington to do something about it, but ultimately, we have to be realistic. There's elections coming up in a couple of weeks. We've got a situation where basically Congress is not moving on anything. And so it would be any kind of further action at this point would be up to the president. Members of Congress, I think, would be very supportive across the board. I think you'd have a lot of support, Republicans and Democrats, to do and take more. It would be limited. I don't think anybody's going to support major ground invasions of Syria or reinvasion of Iraq, but special forces going in, I don't think anyone would have a problem with that, certainly to help guide these attacks from the air.
All right, what we're going to do, folks, is we'll be here for another 30 minutes taking your calls. Let me go quickly to Skip. As the situation sits right now, we've heard what Robert Gates said. We heard what Susan Rice says. One says no air campaign is enough. Susan says enough. The air campaign will do the job. Robert Gates said not going to work. What's your sense?
I think he's exactly right. We have had a debate ever since air power developed that people, the air power advocates, have always said you can win wars from the air. That has been impossible. Every war that's been tried, and the only way you're going to be able to win the war is to have somebody get on the ground and root out the enemy and control the territory.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A couple things I want you to do. Number one, our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, is available at bookstores everywhere starting tomorrow. I just got notification as we've been on air from Amazon that they have started shipping the book today, which means if you want to order it on Amazon, you could do it today. You'll get it in the next few days. Same thing with Barnes & Noble. They've started shipping as well. So that's some good news. We encourage you to do that. We want to get on the paperback bestsellers list. We think we have a really good chance of doing that. We are going to take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Remember this, when you get the book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, you get the song Where I Stand, which you're hearing during the broadcast. We've got a petition up that says Protect America, Guard Our Borders. We know the terrorists are penetrating our southern borders, whether it's Boko Haram, whether it's ISIS, whether it's the Kurdish people part. These are terrorists. And we're acting like, oh, it's not so bad. That wasn't ISIS. Well, we don't know who it is. We know that there are multiple ISIS agents here. We know people are going back and forth. Secure our borders. We're going to ask you to sign that petition. Everybody that's listening to me right now, for your children and grandchildren, we need to do this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Support the work of the ACLJ. You can do that by donating at ACLJ.org. And remember our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere tomorrow. Back with more in a moment. This restless feeling of
we're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're concerned about the Middle East. We're concerned about our borders. We're concerned about the rise of ISIS. Our book, Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore, available tomorrow in bookstores everywhere. We're encouraging you to buy it. We're going right to our phones to start the conversation off. Jordan, who do we have?
Yeah, let's go to Leonard in Washington State on Line 5. Leonard, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Leonard.
Hey, thank you very much.
Sure.
You know, I think you guys are straight on situation here. But, you know, my take on this whole thing is, that once these terror groups, or once part of these terror groups
yep.
come over here to the United States,
yep.
they'll try to pick up communication devices,
yep.
such as, you know, emails, Skype, non-traceable burner phones. That's right. They'll use non-traceable burner phones to call back to the Middle East, and basically, that sets us up for being murdered.
Well, the thing I don't understand is, and David, you touched on this, there's one report was, and no one's disputed this, there are 40 ISIS, they said, Americans that have fought with ISIS back in the United States, and they're being observed.
Allegedly.
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 Yeah.
So a Democratic representative.
Do we have that bite?
Said that 40 ISIS fighters with American passports are in the U.S. being observed by the FBI. You know, and I keep going back to this. All of this stuff presumes that the FBI or Border Patrol is somehow omniscient and knows everyone out there that has come into this country with a border as porous as our border is. And with a TSA that will just call someone's mom to vouch for them when they come into the country. I mean, this cascade of incompetence is putting all of us at risk.
Jordan, let me ask you this. We're taking your calls, folks, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Leonard brings up a point, and that is the nature of what the eyes of ISIS clearly are on the United States as well. They want to do harm here. We know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they make no mistake about that. They've made the threats. Clearly, their focus right now is on the situation in Syria and Iraq. That's where they've got their main ground troops. But we also know that they are exploiting the fact that they are gathering fighters and recruiting fighters from the Western world who have passports that make it very easy for them to travel. Hey, we're just talking about the people with passports. Then you go to the people who may be violating the law to go across the border. So we've got two different threats coming in from the Islamic State. One is people who have passports from the United States. They're U.S. citizens,
yep.
or they have European Union passports. The other threat is people who may not have those, who are trying to sneak in illegally and doing that through a border where tens of thousands of people do it every single day. People who are not trained terrorists. So if you think if you're a trained terrorist, you'll probably be able to figure that out.
So, Skip, when you look at a situation like ISIS and where what's the ultimate goal here?
The ultimate goal of ISIS is to get a place on the ground from which they can spread throughout all the world. And they've gotten that now. They've got a big part of Iraq. They've got a big part of Syria. They consolidate that. If they could take Baghdad, they would have a major coup, and then people would flock to them, and they would spread out as quickly as they can. And they've got everybody over in the Middle East really shaken up because they're against Muslim countries that are not as pure religiously as they would like. But their ultimate goal is world domination.
Which means our borders can't be porous. I mean, it really is that simple. I mean, we just cannot keep the homeland this lack of security. So the fighting is intensifying between ISIS. There's key Syrian towns at stake. Turkey could be in the crosshairs on this in a matter of hours or days. And what are we doing about it? You know, you've got Democratic congressmen saying, you know, we're concerned about this. I'm going to read you the quote when we come back from the break. These are Democrats. This isn't a Republican thing. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign the petition to secure the borders. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. 888-989-2255. Also, let me encourage you here. Our book, Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore, shipped by Amazon today, Barnes & Noble as well, so go ahead and order it there or tomorrow. Bookstores everywhere, and we're encouraging you to buy multiple copies. Really important that you do that. Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore, and like us on Facebook. Our Facebook numbers are growing exponentially right now, folks, as we've crossed over 2 million between mine, Jordan's, and the ACLJ's. We encourage you to do that as well. And call us at 800-684-3110 and sign that petition. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And buy the book, Rise of ISIS. Back with more in a moment.
ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize. Time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. We are taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We're concerned about our borders and the border crossing by what is clearly, this is according to Congressman Tim Bishop, Democrat from New York, one of the concerns is the number of U.S. citizens who have left our country to go join up with ISIS. It's believed there have been some number up to 100 that have done that. It's also believed that some 40 of those who left this country to join up with ISIS have now returned to our country. And why we're not connecting this at the border, I don't get it. But we're asking for direct action now in Washington, D.C. on this, and you can help. Sign that petition at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. It's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, will this spur action in Washington now?
Well, I think, you know, it can spur action in Washington. The question is, when will that action come? And so, you know, is it President Obama? Is this unilateral action from the White House? Listen, they made no mistakes. They have no problem with taking that kind of action. The truth is, though, are they going to want to close our border? This goes against everything they stand for when it comes to immigration. Yep. I think we have to go back to that. This ties into the whole debate on illegal immigration. When you have this kind of threat from the outside, you can't say, well, we just want to close the border to terrorists. We just want to close the border to this specific group. It won't work that way. You either have got to shut it down, and that means everybody, or take this risk. And politically, where they are is to take the risk. I mean, that's where this administration is right now.
And, David, their narrative, we keep talking about the narrative in the Middle East, but it's the same thing here. This, if you were to take the real secure action at the border, by executive action, say, the fact is that goes against the president's narrative, and he doesn't want to do anything that goes against the narrative.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, his commitment is to an open border. I mean, he's made that about as clear as you can make it. So, you know, what's happening here, and Jordan said it right, it's take the risk. If you want to sum up President Obama's anti-terror policy right now, it's roll the dice, take the risk. We're going to take the risk that our strategy will fail in the Middle East. We're going to take the risk that open borders will not actually come back to bite us when— Anyone right. with a modicum of common sense knows that's a vulnerability, but he's just rolling the dice. He's taking the risk.
All right, Jordan, let's go right back to the phones here. We got David calling from California on line four.
Yeah, David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, David.
Hello. And my question is, I keep hearing us you refer back to the Obama administration.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we impeach Obama and get rid of the administration?
Well, you'd have to have an article of impeachment, and there has to be an impeachable offense within the article of impeachment. And policies you disagree with are not an impeachable defense. So from a legal standpoint, that's not the basis upon which you can engage that Congress could move with the articles of impeachment. So that's not reality. Elections, David, have consequences, and the consequences of what we're facing is a failed foreign policy, and Skip, a foreign policy in the Middle East that is bringing disastrous consequences.
That's right. We're riding the wrong horse on almost every one of these things. We backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Even the Egyptian people rose up against that because it was such a...
And then we objected to them rising up, but go ahead, keep going. I mean, I was at the speech when they said, I think you were there too, the fairest and best elections we ever had, electing the Muslim Brotherhood. That was the State Department.
Oh, I know. And it's so the Egyptian people spoke a year later and said, boy, these people have imposed on us something that's against our values. But we back them. And then we have our Secretary of State siding with Turkey and Hamas and Qatar against Israel, trying to get a peace treaty with Israel when they went in to defend themselves from Hamas. Those are clones of the Muslim Brotherhood. So we are projecting such a weakness and incompetence in the Middle East that people are rising up, and this is the time. They know this administration's days are numbered. This is the time to take advantage of the United States because they know we have an administration that will not take decisive action to deal with the problems they're throwing our way.
All right. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, and we're proposing concrete information. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. If you want to get educated, our book, Rise of ISIS, I just got acknowledgement from Amazon that the book is being shipped today. So if you want to get it from Amazon, go ahead, and we encourage you to buy multiple copies. It'll be shipped right out, but it's also available at bookstores everywhere, Barnes & Noble, but also literally Walmart, Sam's, Costco, around the country on tomorrow. And we want to make sure that's on the bestsellers list. And again, I think it's important for Jordan, set the stage. We've already made the ebook bestsellers list, which was great. And the first tweet we got was from a New York Times editor, which was great, exactly the attention we wanted to get. But why is this now important? We need people to understand why it's so significant for them to go out and get this book.
Well, it takes it to the next level. I mean, it really does. So the idea here that if this makes the bestsellers list for paperbacks, the idea that people are taking it seriously, this rise of ISIS around the country, it also opens us up to a whole new market of people. So a whole new audience of people. They're not going to turn on the Christian radio broadcast. They're not even going to turn on Fox News or CBN. They are, again, they're the New York Times, the kind of typical reader, not the... Many people listen to this broadcast right now don't look at the New York Times, but I have a feeling they disagree with a lot of what they read in it. And so here in this situation, you're going to see people who are going to see, they check out the bestsellers list, and they say, okay, you know, agree or not with Jay Sekulow, a lot of people are buying this book. It's making an impact. I should check this out too. And you can start changing minds that way and start exposing people who would not normally get this information to it. So that's what one reason I think is really important. And we all have ability to do that. We've all of us who are part of the co-authors book have ordered the book as well to help.
All right, folks, so what we want you to do is go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, and order multiple copies or buy multiple copies out tomorrow in bookstores. Very easy for you to do, and we encourage you to do it. Again, Rise of ISIS, a threat we can't ignore, and the song Where I Stand comes with it. We're also excited to tell you that our good friend Ricky Skaggs is going to be coming in our studios later today and is going to be recording an acoustic version with us of the song Where I Stand, which is a really moving tribute to the persecuted church in Iraq and Syria. So let's take some more calls. ACLJ.org, by the way, for great information. We've got that brand new website. Everybody's talking about how they love the new website. We appreciate the response we've gotten for it so far. If you're not familiar with it, check it out at ACLJ.org. Jordan, let's take another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Connie in Florida on Line 3. Connie, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Connie.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for your book and for being on the air.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling is from the time that President Obama had made a international claim that the U.S. is not a Christian nation.
Right.
He did not speak for me.
Right.
And that ISIL was not Islamic. Even the Islamic people know that they are.
Of course.
He is ignoring all of the advice of our military leaders.
Completely.
He's giving the impression that you don't have to worry.
Let me play for people that aren't familiar with it. Let me play first, we're not a Jewish nation, we're not a Christian nation. Then we're also going to play after that, following it up with it's not an Islamic fight. So take a listen. This is what Connie's talking about, folks.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although, as I mentioned, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens who are bound by ideals and a set of values.
And then, of course, the Islamic State is not Islamic.
Now, let's make two things clear. ISIL is not Islamic.
So we're not a Jewish nation or a Christian nation, and the Islamic State, David, is not Islamic. I mean, Connie, thank you for your call and pointing that out, because I'm glad we were able to play that. But this does show you how absurd this is. I mean, no offense to the president, but, this isn't a Jewish nation or a Christian nation, and the Islamic State's not Islamic. You'd get an F on all of those.
Oh, an F in history, an F in reality. Why is the Islamic State so popular with millions of Islamic young men?
Because it's Islamic.
Yes. Because they're calling Islam back to what they believe was its glory days when it had a caliphate.
Yeah, so Skip, I was going to say, tell Khalif Ibrahim, and we heard his messages from the mosque when we were at Oxford, tell Khalif Ibrahim he's not Islamic.
That's right. He gets up and he says, I am the embodiment of Islam. I am the representative of Allah on earth, and you should follow me because we're reestablishing the caliphate. I am the caliph, and that's exactly what he's doing. And he's calling on and citing Allah and the Quranic scriptures to support that. So if it's not Islamic, I don't know what is.
Jordan, how does this play quickly into the elections coming up in just 30 days? Less than that, 21 days.
I think it can play significantly in the elections. Things are looking good for conservative candidates across the country as of today. I mean, you never know. There are lots of things. I mean, domestically, the Ebola scares people. Does that get people even less turnout? I mean, you have to start thinking about things like that as well. But the truth is, I think even, yesterday on Meet the Press, Tom Brokaw said, Ebola is, a couple of people right now. ISIS is the number one threat to America. That's the real threat.
All right, folks. The book is Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore. It is being shipped by Amazon today, so go to Amazon.com and buy multiple copies. The same thing at Barnes & Noble. They're shipping as well. Walmart, Costco, Target, and bookstores around the country. Rise of ISIS, The Threat We Can't Ignore. Also, we want you to sign on to this petition to protect and secure our borders. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Remember, when you order the book Rise of ISIS, we're going to include the song Where I Stand, and we're going to have another version of that song being worked on this week with our good friend Ricky Skaggs. So a lot more ahead, including your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
ISIS, the Islamic State, has sworn it will kill Americans. And now there are credible reports that this radical jihadist group is entering the United States through our porous border with Mexico. By some accounts, there are up to 40 ISIS terrorists in this country already. It's time for our country to mobilize, time for the President and Congress to take this threat seriously, to protect our borders, protect our homeland. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is taking action. We're engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. That song, Where I Stand, remember, you get the book, and it's included. So Rise of ISIS, and you'll have a link to the song. We encourage you to get it. By the way, I'm getting notification. David, I think, said he's getting notification now, too. Amazon's obviously started shipping. Barnes & Noble has started shipping. It's available in bookstores tomorrow around the country, but you can order it now. It's not pre-orders anymore. It is available. And it's out there, so we encourage you to get it. All right, we've got a lot of people that have been holding. We're going to go to our phones at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Tim in Ohio, online too. Tim, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to offend anybody here. I know you guys believe in the Bible, right?
Yes, sir.
I think a lot of people in this country seem to forget about the book Revelation. Now, if you believe in the Bible and God, you got to believe in Satan. And there are layers and layers and layers and layers of deception throughout this country.
Well, I think, look, I would say that when you're fighting groups like ISIS or their ilk, you're fighting demonic forces. These are, look at their actions alone. It is a demonic force. And we, in the book, unfortunately, with great detail, but we had to do it. David, we pointed out what these people do, and it is a Tim, these are demonic forces.
Yeah, we had to tell the truth. It's not enough to say they're bad, they're evil, because that doesn't give people a full picture. When you hear they're bad, they're evil, we put it in our frame of reference here in the United States and think about terrible crimes here in the United States. No, you have to know the real facts. You have to understand what actually happened, and then you can only begin to understand how the dimension of the threat.
No doubt about it. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Let's take Judy's call, Jordan, out of California.
Judy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Judy.
Thank you. I'm calling just because I think your assessment of our president is off base.
Okay.
I don't think he's making mistakes. I don't think he's bungling decisions. I believe he's doing exactly what he's calculated to do, and that's to fundamentally remake America.
Okay, I've not ever. That's exactly what we've been saying. We always say it's not naivete. This is not unintentional consequences. This is his narrative. This is his worldview. So I don't think we disagree.
Okay. Well, I don't think we really do either. But I don't feel it's very clear to people.
Well, let me make it clear. We think that the narrative that the president is putting forward, and Jordan, we've said this consistently, is exactly the policies he's implementing.
Yeah, we were just saying that when we talked about Susan Rice going out and being the chosen person by the Obama administration to kind of feign ignorance and that the chosen liar. That's intentional. We're not saying that's done by mistake, that these people are intentionally put out, that they are doing what they can. And we also talked about with the immigration, that they have intentionally chosen to side with, take the risk of terrorists coming through than actually closing the border. And they've done that because of a political calculation,
exactly,
not because of a national security calculation. So we've been very clear about that.
Yeah, Skip, let me ask you and David this. So there's a calculated move here that the president's making. I mean, you look at all these policies, whether it's in Iraq, whether it's how we dealt with Syria, whether it's what happened in Egypt. There's calculated, really calculated decisions that are going on. And then the thing that I don't understand, though, is when you got an overwhelming military leadership that tells you this is not the course to take. I mean, you've even got some of those generals now, I don't know if you saw it today, starting to say, hey, if they go after Mosul, we're going to have to take ground action. There's going to have to be somebody's boots on the ground. Why would he just ignore this? Skip?
Well, I think from the previous caller, if he really wants to focus primarily on transforming this country internally, every time he has to go externally to do something, that impacts on his ability to change us internally. And therefore, I think a lot of what's happening outside the country is just getting in the way of his plan for the United States. And it sucks up funds and everything else. But it's, you know, if you're going to protect the country, you've got to deal with the issues that are, not the issues the way you'd like them to
David.
Be.
Well, you know, here's the thing. There's a terrorist army 8 miles out of Baghdad. Baghdad is where hundreds, if not more than 1,000 Americans are. Look, you know, there's a saying that in politics, reality gets a vote.
Yeah.
And reality usually wins. Well, he's facing reality right now.
Yep.
And his ideology, he's going to have to set aside his ideology to protect Americans or we're all in trouble.
All right. Larry's calling from Oregon. He's on line five. Larry, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, I really appreciate all the work you guys are
Thanks.
Doing. And you're talking about Israel and the Palestine and stuff. Well, I'm a little bit of a history buff. And back about 568 AD, when the Romans took over Israel and all that area, They derived the name Palestine from the Philistines. They're the ones that gave the name to the whole region.
Well, you know, when you hear, actually, Larry, when you hear ISIL, Jordan could talk about this, when you hear ISIL, the president will use the phrase ISIL, talking about the Levant, that is a very broad definition as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that is not just Syria and you're including Jordan, you're including Israel, you're including you'd be talking about Lebanon, and of course the expansive view of that would be basically the entire Middle East, east of or west of Iraq. And so the idea that you're talking about the entire region, and so these are expansive views of a group that is right now weathering U.S. airstrikes, so serious airstrikes, and still taking territory.
Yep. Rain is calling from California on line one. Rain, and welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And what I'm feeling now is that I'm remembering Jesus Christ and that he was a man of peace and love and forgiveness. I feel if it were really a Christian country, we shouldn't be killing other people.
Should we just let ISIS kill other people?
If we follow,
should we let ISIS kill other people? Should we let them behead people?
We should follow Jesus and
Okay. Well, do you think Jesus would say, "Yeah, go ahead and let them behead the people in ISIS, the Christians, just let them get beheaded"?
Jesus died.
And when the Nazis came into the Jews, we should just do nothing there either, right?
If we follow Jesus, we shouldn't be
I don't
violent.
Know what Jesus you're following or what Bible you're reading, but I suggest you read the entire book. Sharon's calling from California. She's on line four. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is what would happen if our National Guard or Army deployed to the borders without any word from the president? Like, let's say they just took action.
Can't do it. I mean, well, David, go ahead.
Well, you know, Rick Perry sent
the Texas National Guard.
Texas National Guard. Yeah. So a governor has the authority to deploy the National Guard.
They don't have the depth, though, that cover the whole border.
And they don't have the budget.
Yeah.
So that's the big problem. Once you activate the National Guard, that comes out of the state budget until they're federalized. And so Rick Perry doesn't have the ability to deploy large numbers.
All right, Jordan's going to let you know why you should get the book, get it today, and also to sign on to this petition, take action.
You can call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to our petition to protect our borders. If there's not been a better time to say, you know, we've got to secure our borders, it's a real terror threat. It's a massive terror threat, and they're recruiting Americans to come back in. They're recruiting Westerners, and that's just the legal immigration side of things, coming back through with passports. What about the illegal immigration side? Also important. As you said, the book is shipping now. Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. If you order it today, you will have it tomorrow. You can get that on Amazon right now, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers. You can go to your bookstore tomorrow as well. Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. You can have it tomorrow by the day it comes out. Some bookstores already may have it today. You want to check that out. If you're driving by, absolutely go for it. If they say that they're not going to have it, say you need to carry this book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. Let's make this sure that this paperback makes the New York Times bestsellers list as well. It's already a New York Times bestseller. Let's make sure the paperback makes the list so that more people read this very important book. We'll talk to you next time.
engaging this critical threat, putting pressure on the President and Congress to guard America's borders and protect this nation. Sign on to our new petition now. We have no excuse. We know our enemy wants to infiltrate our nation, and we must take action right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.